It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Brouhaha, the Hot Monk Brouhaha Part 1. We've got Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada on the line, and they're doing a fundraiser up in Chico for the Butte fire victims. We'll talk to him. Also, Part 2 for Brouhaha, the great Jeremy Marshall is back with us from Lagunitas. Good to see you, man.
Hi.
All right, Ken Grossman, hello.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. I can't believe there's anyone out of the 10,000 people listening that aren't aware of Sierra Nevada, but give us some background here.
Background of the brewery? Well, I first started as a home brewer back around 1970 and moved up to Chico to go to school and study chemistry and continued home brewing and opened up a home brew shop in the mid-70s and then founded Sierra Nevada Brewery in 1978 and started the Brew Beer in 1980. It's actually, today is our 38th anniversary of our very first batch of beers.
And, wow. he built one of the most beautiful breweries you've ever seen, Steve. It's just, hi, Ken, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
It really is a nicely designed, engineered brewery. In fact, it's fun to go online and look at the satellite picture of it. It covers a big area and there's lots of tanks.
Yep.
Chico. Good town.
Yep. So right now, though, we're under a pretty significant stress and distress.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm sure you've heard we've had really significant raging fires through our community, and it's really touched pretty much everybody in this region.
And you guys are doing some fundraising, obviously.
Yeah, we're doing a bunch, and we've actually been hosting a lot of the evacuees. There's something like 50,000 without a place to go, and there's something like 27,000 from Paradise that most likely 90-95% have lost their homes. So there's just a huge need in the community. We've been giving away clothing. We've opened up our gift store for the last 4 days and given out free clothing to anybody in need, and been feeding the firefighters, first responders, and a lot of the community for the last week as well.
So are there going to be? Are there any fundraising events?
There are fundraising events, and actually, we are just going to put out pretty much all the brewers in the U.S. To help participate. So we're just getting ready to package a beer for the benefit of the community and the people who've lost their homes. We do have a charitable account set up, 501c3, at Golden Valley Bank, and so we're accepting donations there. And our hope is to get at least 500, if not more, breweries to participate around the country and to pour some beer and send the money to the people in need out here.
Yeah, Herlinda, who is not here today, wanted us
she's
to have...
She's in China.
She's in China, Shanghai.
Of course she is.
Yeah. she wanted us to have you on because of the recent fires here, last year.
Yep.
And this area certainly knows the problems that you're having, If people want to send money to the bank, give us the details on that.
It's Golden Valley Bank, and their foundation. And then it's the Sierra Nevada funds. And anybody who's interested can contact the brewery, and we'll send the wiring information, or you can go online and PayPal and other ways to pay as well, or send checks.
Is it SierraNevada.com?
SierraNevada.com, yep, our website. And we'll put a link to the information on that as well.
Jeremy Marshall is here from Lagunitas.
Hi.
Any questions?
Hi,
for Ken?
No, just feeling for you guys. We have some employees that live up there. They obviously don't commute, but we're getting all the updates, and it's just really shocking what's happening. And we can
relate. They don't have a final tally yet, but it's estimated that more than probably 10,000 houses gone.
Wow. Holy Jesus, mackerel.
Man.
Yeah, I just had one of my staff who lives up there in here a few minutes ago, and his house is standing, but it's just standing by itself pretty much in a neighborhood with very few other homes. But we've had 62 employees impacted, and I say more than 40 confirmed losses of their house. So it's having an impact on on our folks, and we're not able to house that many people in the community. I mean, Chico was sort of short on housing going into this, and with that many people looking for homes, there's really very little chance. So we're looking at building a small temporary trailer park for our staff to at least land in while homes get rebuilt and places are found for permanent housing.
Amazing. I hesitate to ask, but how's your house?
We were evacuated. I just got about 10 minutes ago the word from the sheriffs that I can get back in. The road's open, so my property has been isolated. Highway 32, the main thoroughfares up out of Chico, has been closed since Thursday night or Friday morning. I evacuated Thursday night, but have been staying down here, various places, and but I should be able to get home tonight up my road. So we had the fire fairly close. It was in the next canyon over, and they were able to contain it. So we were under threat. It burned right up to my daughter's home. She's been evacuated since Thursday as well. And there were firefighters standing on the hill behind her house keeping the flames away.
On a more positive note here, Mark, tell me your thoughts about Sierra Nevada.
Well, it's a great brewery. I mean, Ken, as I've said before, has just built a fabulous brewery, and he's got a great reputation for making some good beers. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, I think, is just a fabulous beer. And also, as I've said before, I think drinkers are kind of abandoning pale ales, and I think they should go back to them. Jeremy makes a good pale ale besides his IPA, and here in Sonoma County, there's lots of good pale ales. So don't hesitate to buy that the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. You know, it's a good one. And he does all whole hops. He's actually, you're doing now some a little bit of the cryo stuff. Yeah, and beautiful brewery, open fermenters, and it's a beautiful. I've always been jealous of your bottle shop. We never had the room in San Francisco to spread out like that and put in an empty bottle inspector, and it's a spectacular place.
All right,
we're proud of it, and we have a brewery out in North Carolina as well that we built starting in 2012. That's a great place to visit as well.
Well, I haven't seen that, but I imagine it's pretty much a duplicate of what's there in Chico.
Okay, we'll have to get you out there sometime, Mark.
It sounds good.
Mark Carpenter started at Anchor in San Francisco in 71, my co-host on Brouhaha, and Ken Grossman, founder of Sierra Nevada. Again, go to sierranevada.com, and you'll be able to donate and help out with their fundraising for the fire victims up there. Ken, thanks so much again for taking the time.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right, take care. We are going to take a break, and then we got another half hour of Brouhaha Part 2.